أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة وحملت الأرض والجبال فدكتا دكة واحدة فيومئذ وقعت الواقعة وانشقت السماء فهي يومئذ واهية والملك على أرجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the destruction of the nations of the past, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes back to the very original subject matter from the beginning of the surah, and that is with regards to some of the occurrences that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. And when the trumpet will be blown with one single blast. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about amongst the first of the total destructions that will take place for the day of Qiyamah, will be the blowing of the trumpet, a very long blow. People will begin to die, and then suddenly one will see that this world will begin to disintegrate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the disintegration of the earth. Allah says, وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً وَاحِدًا. And the earth and the mountains will be lifted up. And then فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً وَاحِدًا. And it will be crushed in one single blow. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse that sometimes when we see an explosion, we see things that will move upwards. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ, that it will be lifted up, and in one single blow, one single crush, everything will be crushed. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that this world and this earth that is so dear to us, the property that we own of this earth and everything else that we own in this earthly life, all of it without any exception, all of it will be totally, totally destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. And on that day, the al-waqi'ah, the inevitable event, will take place, and that is now the day of Qiyamah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the destruction of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the destruction of the mountains. Everything will come out, everything will be destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now turns our attention to what is above us. One shaqqati sama. فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَ. And then the skies will be split asunder. فَهِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاهِيَ. And everything will become absolutely frail. In other words, absolutely shattered. The sky that we see in all its glory, the perfection of the creation of Allah, that Allah that created it so perfectly, that Allah that created the earth and the mountains so perfectly, all this shows the perfection of Allah. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His might, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His power, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy all of it. And this shows Allah's total independence, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of it. وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا. And the angels will be on its sides. In other words, as it crushes, the angels will be on the sides of it. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرُشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَا. And on that day, the day of Qiyamah, there will be 8 angels holding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the norm, normally before the day of Qiyamah and all the time, 4 angels hold the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on that day, 8 angels will hold the arsh of Allah. And this again signifies the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the things that will happen around us insofar as the earth and the mountains are concerned, the skies are concerned. But what about insan? What will be the condition of insan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to describe that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً, that on that day, there will be no secret that will be hidden, no secret that will remain a secret. In other words, everything will be exposed. Now in this world also, whatever we do, whatever we think, all of it is exposed and all of it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, physically a person may be able to hide somewhere in some cave, in some mountain, some ravine, wherever a person is able to hide. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us out very, very strongly that there is no place that a person can physically hide. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no secret that will remain a secret, that will remain concealed. Everything will be exposed. The person physically will not be able to hide what's within the chest, what's within the heart. The actions that were done now in this dunya, all of it will come out, and there is no one that will be able to hide anything. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the reality of everything, that in this world we could have had some secrets, we could hide certain things, we could have hidden the realities of certain things, but there on the day of Qiyamah, everything will be exposed. In this world also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows about it. There Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may expose it to others. That is why it comes in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that makes satr, that person that conceals the faults of others, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will conceal the faults of such individuals. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us a graphic picture of what may happen, and that is that he says that a person will be standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start informing him about his deeds, and the person in his mind, in his heart, he would feel that everyone else is hearing about it. But when he looks behind him to his right and to his left, there will be a form of a veil by which he would have been veiled. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will veil him from everyone else. And this is the important aspect that we need to learn as an ummah, that when we see the wrong of others, then we need to conceal it. We see our own wrongs, we need to seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.